Good morning. It's June 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's topic is Shake It Off. I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising, won't stop moving. It's like I've got this music in my mind saying it's going to be all right. Because the player's going to play, and the hater's going to hate. Baby, I'm just going to shake. I shake it off. I shake it off. In 2014, the already wildly popular Taylor Swift released a song she co-wrote with Max Martin and KJ Schuster titled Shake It Off. The song and music video became one of the most popular ever released by anyone at any time. How does a pop tune aimed primarily at adolescents to young adults become one of the most played ever? Less than a year before, Let It Go, another incredibly popular song performed by Idina Menzel as the Princess Elsa in the Disney musical Frozen, had already swept to the top of the charts with every child in America, and before long, every child in the world, knowing the lyrics. How is that even possible? Well, if you excuse the pun, they both struck a chord. All of us have experienced hurt because of what someone else said about us or thinks about us. Even those mature enough to realize that sticks and stones might hurt their bones, but words are never supposed to hurt, find that they nevertheless do. People can hurt your feelings with what they say to your face or what they gossip about you behind your back. Then you can hurt yourself yet another way by holding on to those things with bitterness and anger. Interestingly, the scriptures instruct us to avoid all three. The Bible tells us repeatedly that what comes out of our mouth is dangerous, difficult to control, hurtful, and reveals our heart, James 3:3-10. Furthermore, it tells us specifically that gossip comes not out of the fruit of the Spirit, but from the flesh, stirring up conflict and separating friends, Proverbs 16:28, Galatians 5:22. Lastly, the Bible tells us that our mental health and happiness depend on letting go of bitterness and anger, Ephesians 4:31. When hurt is dwelt upon, it turns to anger, and anger to a desire for revenge, and revenge acted out makes us no better than the one who injured us initially, Romans 3:10-20. So what should we do when people hurt our feelings with their comments, gossip, or even actions? Shake it off. One way is to lose yourself in the joy and energy of music and dance. It's hard to be bitter when dancing. Taylor Swift suggests that the players, the haters, the heartbreakers, and the fakers aren't going to change. So just forget about them and go on with your life, enjoying every moment as the gift that it is. Let it go. Princess Elsa says to turn away, slam the door. She no longer cares what people are saying about her. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered her anyway. Next time you find yourself stewing over some hurtful comment or hear about something negative said about you behind your back, remember that others' opinion of you really has no bearing on your happiness. Only God's opinion matters, and He has already shown you how much He loves you through Christ. He is the one that made you, and He thinks you are just awesome, fearfully and wonderfully made. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize the situation is over, you cannot move forward. Steve Maraboli. Bitterness and resentment only hurt one person, and it's not the person we're resenting. Alana Stewart. Let go of resentment, for it will hold you back. Do not worry about what could have been. What is to come is what matters. Leon Brown. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. When you first hear our prayer in the morning, remind us that it is your opinion that matters, not any of the others. If we act justly, seek mercy, and walk humbly, we know that we are on the right path, and the criticism of others need not be hurtful if we just let it go. Amen.
Heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
We'll see you tomorrow.